Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家早。
Apparently, everybody wake up.
有点气儿哈。
Allow me to start with two scenarios for everyone.
容我跟大家分享一下两种情况。
In the hot summer, and we may think about icy watermelon.
当我们在炎热的夏天的时候，我们常常会想到的是什么呢？就是那个很冰凉的这个西瓜。
First scenario is you stay in the air-conditioned room, and then you eat that icy watermelon.
第一个情况是您很可能在一个冷气的房间里面吃这个冰凉的西瓜。
And second scenario will be like you're working outside, and you try to plow a big hole from the ground.
第二个情况就很有可能是在炎炎的夏日下面，在那，在花园里面，后花园里面，在那个挖土。
And you sweat a lot, and you dry mouth.
然后你是汗流满面，而且口舌干燥。
And you are tired and exhausted.
哦，你又是精疲力尽了。
And then you got a piece of icy watermelon.
那在这个节骨眼儿，哎，您有一块冰凉的西瓜。
So, which scenario that you will enjoy more about the same piece of watermelon?
那各位是在哪一种情况之下，您会更享受这一片冰凉的西瓜呢？
I think you know the answer.
我想大家心里有底哈，都知道是哪一个答案是对的。
The second scenario, you will sense that every bit of juice, that sweetness.The flavor.
在第二个情况之下，您很可能享受这片西瓜里面的每一个所有的这个很这个冰凉的这个西瓜汁。
And you probably almost finish the whole piece of watermelon, except a very tiny skin left.
然后您很可能把这个西瓜咬到，正剩下那个西瓜皮。
This is just a.The theme for today.
这就是我们今天的主题。
Have you got your piece of watermelon?
您那块西瓜准备好了吗？
Okay, maybe before I start with a very sincere topic, the normal sufferings for Christian.
今天就是先跟这位来这么前面一段，是因为我们今天要讲的这个题目是一个很严肃的题目，叫做正常基督徒的痛苦。
Maybe some of you here is kind of worried about.Some new friend, the first time ever visit our church, and now we come up with this topic.
也许你们中间有些人会担心说，哦，你今天讲这么严肃题目，万一我们新朋友来，一听到这么严肃题目会怎么样呢？
Maybe in the midway, some people will escape and run away from here.
也许我讲到一半的话，有些人会被逃出去啊。
But let's roll.
那我们就是还是继续吧。
It started from Philippines chapter 1, verse 29.
腓立比书第一章第二十九到三十节。
Paul has written like, For it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him.
因为你们的蒙恩不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
Since you are going through the same struggle you saw ahead,And now hear that I still have.
你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。
So Paul tried to roll this letter from a prison to tell another church, brothers and sisters, say, on behalf, that means that's your privilege that you can believe in Jesus, but also that is a privilege that you can suffer for him.
我们知道保罗是在监狱里面写这封信给腓立比书的教会的弟兄姐妹，他这里讲说，就是因为你们的蒙恩，因为你得了这个荣耀，这个蒙的这个恩，所以你们能够信服基督，并且也因为这个恩，你们要为他受苦。
Suffering as a human nature people tend to enjoy comfort instead of suffering.
照我们人的本性，我们没有一个人愿意受苦，我们都愿意享乐。
A young man a couple of weeks ago told me this. This is his philosophy.
几个礼拜以前，有位年轻人告诉我，这是他的人生哲学。
I would do it if I feel comfortable.
我如果觉得很舒服的时候，我就会做。
But then I said, would you change? Like I would do it if Jesus asked me to do it.
那我就问那个年轻人说，如果我把它改成说，如果是耶稣要我做的话，你会不会去做呢？
The first, his philosophy, who is the Lord? Who is God?
所以他的人生哲学里面第一个要件就是谁是神，谁是这个主宰。
Actually, this world tried to tell us, if I feel comfortable, then me, then my flesh, then my pleasure will be satisfied.
我们这个人生世上的哲学告诉我们说，如果是我们觉得好的话，就是让我们觉得舒服，让我们觉得有乐趣的话，这就是我要做的。
And who is the Lord?
那谁是你人生的主宰呢？
So apparently his philosophy tried to tell me, I am the one, that the most important one.
那很明显的，这位年轻人他的人生哲学就是说，我就是我自己的主宰。
But he said he is a believer.
他是很妙的，就是这位年轻人，他说他是信主的。
Maybe we also got into that kind of, you know, mentality.
也许我们也会有稍微有一些这样的一个思维。
How about Jesus' pleasure?
那我们有没有考虑到耶稣他的乐趣呢
？So today we try to share the normal suffering for Christians.
所以我们今天就分享一下所谓正常基督徒的痛苦。
Well, before we get into that topic, I need to have the promise that Jesus has already granted to each one of us.
在我分享这个信息以前，我必须要让知道一下，就是耶稣已经是在你们生命中的
应许
中的应许。
He has said, because Jesus tried to tell us.Everything truth, nothing but truth.
因为我们知道耶稣所讲的话，一切都是真实的，都是真理的。
He tried to tell us the real picture of a Christian life.
耶稣要告诉我们是一个真正的基督徒，一个真正的人生。
If you follow Jesus, then you will surely encounter suffering.
如果你们要跟随耶稣的话，你们一定是。中间一定会有些苦难的。
So he promised, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
所以耶稣就答应我们说，凡劳苦当重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
So you can tell Christianity is everything about truth.
所以我们可见而知，基督信仰是一切都是有关真理的。
So he.Told us ahead, say you're going to run into weary and burdened.
So, 耶稣事先就告诉我们说，你一定会受到一些劳苦重担的事情。
Whenever that happened, he said, "Come to me, and I will give you rest."
当那种情况发生的时候，你就来吧，到我这里来吧，我就使你得安息。
That means you work so hard outside, it's so hard, you sweat a lot. Come to me, I will give you a piece of.Icy watermelon.
也就是说，当你在后花园里面你在那边辛苦劳动的时候，汗流满面的时候，我会给你那一片冰凉的西瓜。
Furthermore, he tried to tell us the real issue. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
接着他又告诉我们一个很重要的真理，就是你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们就必享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
He said, "If you feel weary and burdened, come to me, and then I will give you my yoke."
他是说，当你觉得你在担这个劳苦重担的时候，来我这里，我要怎么样把我的轭给你
？See, I already got.Loaded burden, but he said, I'm going to give you my yoke.
你就是说我已经这边背得很吃力了，你为什么还要把你的重担，耶稣，你为什么把你的轭给我呢？
And learn from me.
而且要学我的样式。
See, over here, Jesus tried to use a very familiar situation in the farm at that time.
所以耶稣这里是用做当时一个非常非常一个农夫种田的一个例子。
Because at that time, a yoke was carried by two oxen.
因为当时人种田是这个牛，它是背着两个，是由两个牛来放在一个绑在一起的。
So that experienced, mature, strong ox will invite another young without experience ox to share the same yoke together.
所以这两个牛中间有一个是比较年长、比较成熟、比较有经验的牛，旁边是一个比较年轻、比较没有经验的。所以这两个一起负这个轭的时候，这个年轻没有经验的就会从这个年长比较有经验的牛学到怎样去耕田。
So that's why Jesus invites you to share the same yoke with him.
所以这是为什么耶稣说你来分享我的怎么样，担负我的轭，学我的样式。
And this experienced ox knew.Exactly where to go and where to turn.
那我们知道这个有经验的这个牛就知道到什么地方该做什么事情。
So he said, "Learn from me, because I know what's Father's will."
所以耶稣说，你们就学着我的样式，因为我知道父的旨意是什么。
Because I'm gentle to Father, I'm humble to Father.
因为我的心对父是柔软的，我是谦卑的。
So I know His path.
我知道他的道路。
And then he said.You will find rest for your souls.
然后你就会找到你的灵魂，就能够找到安息之地。
Over here, Christians don't find rest because they are not walking on this route.
因为有时候基督徒不会觉得担子轻省，是因为他们没有走在这样一个道路上。
They got their own way and path.
因为他们有自己的道路，有自己的方法。
See.If an experienced ox walking the right direction and you follow exactly the same direction, then you will receive the rest.
So, 当你是这个年轻没有经验的牛，如果是跟着这个有经验的牛一起走同一个道路的时候，你就会觉得你的担子是比较轻省的。
If you learn from Jesus his gentleness and humility, then you follow him exactly the pace.
所以当你学习耶稣的样式，他的柔软的，他的谦卑，你就会有同样的结果。
So if we are not humble, then Jesus want to walk this direction, and we pull from the other direction, you can imagine this will become a heavy loaded burden.
所以当我们跟耶稣的心意不相同的时候，我们没有谦卑下来的时候，我们跟耶稣是背道而行的时候，你的担子就不会是轻省的。
So this is kind of a advice for all the Christians that if you did experience, you really feel weary and burdened, that means something not right because you may not walk with His path.
所以当我们基督徒有时候觉得是担子非常的重，然后觉得非常累的时候，也许你就要警觉到，也许我没有跟耶稣是同走在一条道路上。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是轻容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Okay, so with his promise, then we will be able to get into today's topic. What are those normal sufferings for Christians?
所以有了耶稣这个应许以后，我们再来研讨一下我们正常基督徒所要受的痛苦是什么。
The very first one is suffering from spiritual growth.
那第一个就是成长属灵生命的成长之苦。
Paul experienced this new birth of Christ in him.
保罗在主里面就经验到这个新生一个新的基督徒的这个成长的痛苦。
He has illustrated before he received Christ, he himself is we call old self.
他已经讲过，在他没有接受基督耶稣以前，他是所谓的老我。
But now, with God's grace, a new life came into him.
然后因为神的恩典，所以他有那个所谓新的生命。
And this new life came into him, become a new person.
这个新的生命进入他里面，就变成一个所谓的新生。
And this new person start to grow and grow inside him.
然后这个新的人就是不断一直的成长。
And there is a confrontation, a battle between the old self and the new person.
那当这个新人成长的时候，跟所谓的老我就会有一个种种征战。
And this is gonna be very miserable for Christian.
对基督来说，这种征战有时候是非常的困难的。
Even Paul, as an apostle, he still struggled for this.
像保罗这样的大的使徒，这种人物，他还会有这种挣扎。
And this is his testimony. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. That means inner being is his new person.
好，保罗在这个罗马书第七章第二十二节讲说，因为按着我里面的意思，里面这个里面讲的是他这个新的人，我是喜欢神的律。
But I see another law at work in the members of my body, that's his flesh, that is old self, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members.
但我觉得肢体中这个肢体就是他的老我，另有一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
So old self waging a war against that new person.
So 我们看这个老我跟这个新的人就在那边开战。
That means within the one country there is a civil war.
也就是说，在这个国家里面有所谓的内战。
This is Paul's comment. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?
这就是保罗他的呼喊，他就说：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？”
This is the first suffering for a Christian.
这就是基督一个正常基督徒所要遭受的第一种之苦。
If you allow the new person to grow, then definitely you will suffer.
如果你准让你这个新人继续成长的话，你一定会经过这样的一个成长之苦。
My own experience, I did encounter this situation.
我自己也亲身经历过这样的情况。
Because I start to sense the new person start to grow and grow.
因为我就感受到我的新的人一直在那边要想增长。
Then because of this new person, I start to sense the darkness of my old self.
因为这个新的人让我能够感觉到我以前那个老我的这种黑暗的老我。
In the past, I didn't even notice that and never sensed that. And sometimes even those sins buried so deep, I didn't even notice.
在以前我从来没有这种感受，也从来没有察觉到在我那个深埋在我里面那个罪居然有那么多的罪在里面，都没有感觉到。
And because the existence of the new person, I really felt that I'm so filthy.
就是因为那个新的人，那个要生长出来那个新的人，让我觉得我自己真的是一个很污秽的人。
There are certain times I did doubt myselfWhether I was saved.
然后有时候我也会怀疑说我到底有没有蒙恩得救啊。
It was an unpleasant and troublesome time.
这对我来说是一个很不愉快的一段时间。
And brought a lot of distress to me.
然后也引起了我很多很多的这个沮丧以及不安的。
But his promise say, if you got that weary and burdened, come.To me, I will give you rest.
但是耶稣应许说，当你是劳苦重担的时候，来我这里，我会让你得享安息。
So this suffering, when that happened, I come to him.
所以当我在经过这种挣扎的时候，我就会来到耶稣的那里去。
And the second suffering is from this world.
那第二种苦呢，是所谓的生活之苦。
The first one I talk about is whatever happened inside of me.
我讲的第一个生长之苦是在我里面的成长的苦。
When this new person starts to grow, but then I need to face the real world outside.
所以当你这个新人想要成长的时候，你同时还要面对外面的世界。
Jesus foretold the situation all Christians will encounter.
耶稣已经预先告诉我们，所有的基督徒要面对的一个挑战。
And because what he said is everything about truth, so you will see no rosy pictures.
所以我们知道耶稣是永远是讲这个实话的，所以他给我们的一个是一个不是一个很漂亮的一个画面。
And he mentioned that if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first.
世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以先已经恨我了。
If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you.
你们若属世界，属世界必爱属自己的，只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选的你们，所以世界就恨你们。
And Apostle Peter also echoed what Jesus said through his own experience.
说彼得他也自己也是回应耶稣的话，他说
，In his book said he they think that means the world think it's strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dissipation.And they heat abuse on you.
他们就是这个世界，在这些事上见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。
The world think it's strange that you don't join in them in these activity with the same flood of unrestrained wickedness.
所以世界看到你们不与他们同污河流的话，就觉得哎，好奇怪呀。
So they slander you.
所以他们就会想尽办法来毁谤你。
So now your former friends wonder why you have stopped running around with them, and they curse you for it.
So your 从前的所谓这个好朋友呢，就会奇怪说，哎，为什么现在你不跟他们在一起呢？然后接着就会开始对你有所诅咒。
This second suffering that you start to experience, that all of a sudden you found that world.In the past, I was so familiar with, I was so much enjoyed it, but now something changed.
你就会突然发现，哎，从前我那个觉得很熟悉，而且非常非常眷恋的一种世界，怎么现在就突然变成改变了呢？
As a matter of fact, the world did not change, but you have changed.
事实上不是这个世界改变，而是你已经改变了。
So the world do not want to accept you.
也就是为什么这个世界不接受你。
When I started to work as an engineer in a company, right after my graduation from Iowa Graduate School.
当我从爱荷华大学这个研究所毕业以后，我开始在一个公司上班。
And that company was the largest one in that city.
然后这个公司是在那个城市里面是个最大的公司。
But at the same time, I already accept Jesus and I pursue Jesus.
但是我那个时候已经接受了耶稣，而且我是去追求耶稣的。
My job turned out very good for me. I kind of stable down and work in the right path.
然后这个工作对我来说是一个非常合适的工作，我就慢慢的就能安定下来。
And after a couple months, my department director.He is a vice president of the company, invited me to join them for Friday afternoon happy hour.
然后过不久，两个月之后呢，我那个所谓的副总呢，就邀请我去说，哎，下班我们就去所谓的这个 happy hour， 中文怎么翻？我们就去在一起喝个酒啊，聊聊天吧。
And his intention is.Was good because he wanted to make the whole team as a team.
然后他的这个他的心意是很好的，因为他想我们整个的团队都能够同心一致。
If you are the first generation immigrant, you will understand what I'm talking about. For the labor certificate, we call H1 or even green card.
Okay, 所以你如果是这新移民的话，你大概知道我。谈到这个所谓的这个H1 这个签证啊等等的哈，这个你就知道这个对我们来说是非常重要的。
Because I just started, so I didn't even have those certificate.
因为我才刚始上班的时候，我需要那个能够工作证，所以需要这些东西。
And these application is totally rely on my boss.
然后要能够申请能够得到允许的话，完全是掌握在我这个老板的手上。
It's under their privilege or indiscretion. If they feel they want you, they can do it. Otherwise, that's it. You need to leave this country.
然后完全是取决于他们对你的看法，对你的想法，他们想怎么做就可以怎么做。
But at that time, Jesus inside me, he revealed to me he did not want to go to the bar.
但那个时候我已经是蒙恩得救，是一个基督徒了。然后耶稣，我的心里就告诉我说，我不应该去这个酒吧。
And Friday night we got our Bible study.
而且同样，我们在礼拜晚上，我们有所谓的查经会。
So I turned down the invitation.
所以我就没有答应我的老板的邀请。
I told him I got something already planned.
我就跟他讲说，我已经有事先有些安排了。
And a couple of weeks later, he invited me again.
两个礼拜以后，他又同样的影响我去酒吧，大家喝喝酒啊，叙叙旧啊，聊聊天啊。
So at this time, I have to tell him the truth.
那这一次我就必须告诉，把真相告诉他。
I told him I need to go to the Bible study.
我跟他说，我必须要去参加这个查经会。
Of course, this has been passed on to other colleagues in my office.
所以，可想而知的，这个我的所有的同事都知道了。
And you know, in the office, the colleagues actually there is another term for colleagues.
其实你知道，同事为同事还有另外一个名称。
That is your competitor.
就是你的竞争者。
So once they receive this message.They start to create an atmosphere, saying this person is a little bit strange.
后他们一知道哦，这个人礼拜五不是去喝酒取乐，居然去查经，就说这个人有一点怪哟。
And this person is me.
那这个所谓的在办公室里这个怪人就是我。
The vice president invited you personally twice.
各位，你的副总。老总邀请你，亲自邀请你两次。
And I couldn't handle well about that atmosphere they created. This person is strange.
然后你居然拒绝了，也难怪别人就说这是一个怪人。各位，在这种情况之下，的确是一个不好受的。
Because you can be isolated.
因为你很可能被大家都隔离。
I got become weary and burdened.
然后我就变成非常的辛苦。
It's a suffering.
很苦啊。
But because he promised, come to me, I will give you rest.
但是耶稣答应说，你劳苦担重担的来我这里，我的担子是轻省的。
I praise the Lord for this.
啊，我就向神祷告。
My vice president did not invite me anymore.
所以我的副总就从来没有再邀请过我。
Even though I did not become my boss buddy.
虽然我跟着我的老板没有变成所谓的这个好朋友
，because all my colleagues they are so eager to join that kind of party，
因为我所有的其他同事就是求之不得，如果老板邀请你去，他们就是求之不得的事。
But later I need to apply all those immigration visa or permit. My vice president he work by himself personally.Every step, he helped me every single issue.
所以后来当我需要申请这个移民的签证的时候，很惊讶了，就是我的老板居然是亲自每一步的帮我去申请我这个工作的许可证。
I truly believe that Lord has helped me through this to gain the respect.That my boss never ever got it from all the people in the office.
所以我深信，就是经过这样一件事情，让我能够得到我的老板对我的尊重。这个尊重是对其他人从来没有过的。
And I did experience. He said, "Come to me. I will give you rest." That is true.
我就亲自经验了耶稣说，当你在劳苦担重担的时候，你就到我这里来，我的轭是轻省的，我的担子是轻省的，这是千真万确的事。
The third one is the suffering from evangelical birth.
好，第三个就是所谓的福音的这个生产之苦。
The third one is because if you follow Jesus' commandment, that means go and make disciples.
如果你遵从耶稣的吩咐，耶稣的这个诫命的话，就是你们要去，使人做我的门徒。
That means you bring the gospel to people.
也就是说，你要把福音传给人。
You bring the gospel to people, actually you may suffer.
当你要传福音的时候，你有很可能就会受苦。
This is from Paul mentioned about, say, my dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you.
保罗又在这里说，我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
Because Galatian brothers and sisters, they were not really mature.
因为各位，这个加拉太书的这个弟兄姐妹们并不是非常成熟的基督徒。
So Paul need to suffer for them.
所以保罗必须因为他受这个所谓的生产之苦。
Just like childbirth.
就好像妇人要生孩子一样。
You can ask the mother around.
各位可以问问在座的所谓的母亲啊。
They say the pain from childbirth is probably the strongest one.
我们做个母亲都知道，这个生产的痛苦的指数可以是达到最顶点的。
Because of try to let Jesus form in you.
因为要在耶稣要让耶稣在你里面成形。
That means you bring the gospel to a person and help that person to grow and grow until they become Christian.
就是说你要帮助另外一个人，让他们能够慢慢慢慢的能够让耶稣在他们里面成形，变成一个基督徒。
Jesus also mentioned about this pain.
耶稣也提到这样的痛苦。
He said, "A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world."
耶稣说，在约翰福音十六章说，妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了，既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。
I learned a lot from this.
我在这个上面我学到很多功课。
The company I mentioned, because they only work 4.5 days a week.
因为我刚刚提到那个公司，他们是上班是4.5天。
So therefore, every Friday afternoon, right after leaving my office, I went to the campus to knock the door and share the gospel with those students.
So, because it's Sunday, only 上半天，所以我每个礼拜五下午我就开始到这个学校的去这个传福音，在这边一个个敲门。
I did experience a lot.
我的确是体验到很多东西。
I knocked the door.And sometimes people open the door.
所以当我敲门的时候，有时候人家会开门。
But sometimes I knock the door, nobody opened the door, but I can hear a lot of noise inside.
有时候我敲门，虽然我知道里面有人，可以听到声音嘛，但是那个门就是不开。
And sometimes the door was open, but it was shut right away in front of me.
有时候门这样一开，马上又关了。
And I also been.Accepted to come in to sit in the living room.
那有时候我居然能够被邀请到登堂入室，坐在客厅里。
But that person allowed me to sit there by myself, and he went into his room and never come out.
但是我坐是坐进去了，但是那个主人呢，反而就是躲到另外一个房间不见我。
So I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what to do.
所以我就不知道怎么一回事啊，让我就是失措，不知道是干什么。
I guess that's a good time to pray.
这大概是当下大概就最好祷告的时候。
Of course, there are some, actually quite a few, sit down and allow me to introduce Jesus to them.
也有些人就像我能够坐下来好好的把耶稣介绍给他们。
Sometimes the whole afternoon, you know, in Arizona, I'm talking about 100 degrees.
那各位知道亚利桑那都是非常热的，下午的时辰可能就是100度以上的。
I did experience the whole afternoon. I knocked so many doors and none of the door opened.
有时候一个下午敲遍了门，没有一个门是为我开的。
If anyone you are weary and burdened, come to me, and I will give you rest.
耶稣说，当你们劳苦重担的时候，来我这里，我就让你们得享安息。
And there is a moment because of the failure, because nobody received me, I start to sense slightly about Jesus' loneliness.
因为当我在整个下午就敲遍了门，没有人开门的这种时候，我就能够感受到耶稣他的孤单。
For me, it's just only one afternoon.
对我来说，就是一个下午而已。
But for him, it's his life.
但对耶稣来说，这是他全部的人生。
He loved the world.
他爱我们这个世界。
Let's go into the fourth one is suffering from ministry.
第四个是侍奉之苦，为了服事而侍奉之苦。
That means you serve in the church, you serve people.
就是当你在教会侍奉，当你是侍奉人的时候。
Let's see how Paul responded to this type of ministry.
我们看保罗是怎么说的。
He said, besides everything else, I face dailythe pressure of my concern for all the churches.
除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
Once we start to serve, then we will see the whole new picture.
当我们开始侍奉的时候，我们看到一个崭新的一页。
This, Paul said, who is weak and I do not feel weak?Who is led into sin, and I do not inwardly burn?
保罗说：“有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？”
That means he got burned from inside.
就是说他的这种焦虑、着急，就是从里面发出来的。
Church actually receive all the people.
教会是有许多的人。
And you know who composed of church?
那各位，你知道所谓教会是什么一回事呢？
Actually, everyone in the church, they confess publicly, I am a sinner.
也就是说，每一个当众承认自己是罪人的。
In public, actually.
当众承认是罪人的。
And could you imagine all the sinners gathered together?How you handle?
各位可以想象，这么多的罪人都集合在一处的时候，你是怎么样处理呢？
Everyone got their own concept and point of view.
每个人都有他的观点，他的看法。
Their action and deed are quite different.
他们所做的事，他们的行为都是不一样的。
Even they even got their own denomination.
然后他们还有自己的一些教派在里面。
They got their own experience in the faith journey.
然后在他们信心之路也有他们不同的路。
Different character and some even with temper.
然后不同的性格，不同的脾气。
And everyone got their own trouble.
各有各的烦恼。
And they also got their dark side.
然后每个人都有一块不为人知的阴暗面。
And if you want to serve them,Not only to deal with them, but also you got Jesus. He got his own requirement.
你不但要能够服侍这种各方面的人，而且你主要还有你的主人，就是耶稣，他有他的方法。
And also you got the Bible from the truth from the Bible.
然后圣经告诉你一些真理。
And people may not even accept you to serve them.
有的人甚至不能接受你来服侍这件事情。
And they may criticize and slander about you and judge you.
他们很可能对你有所批评，或者一些审判都有的。
That's suffering.
这个是真的是很苦的一件事情。
And once you experience that weary and burdened, once again, His promise, come to me, I will give you rest.
所以当你在这个侍奉上面的劳苦跟重担的时候，你觉得受不了的时候，就到耶稣那里了吧，因为他答应你，我的担子是轻省的。
Before Jesus left, he talked to Peter.
在耶稣升天以前，他告诉彼得。
He asked Peter three times, "Do you love me more than that?"
他连问彼得三次，你爱我比这些更甚吗？
And Peter answered always, "Yes."
彼得的
Lord, you know I love you.
彼得的回答就是说，主啊，你知道了，我爱你的。
Because our Lord knows to serve in the ministry, you will run into this situation without His love. You cannot make it.
因为我们的主知道，你如果没有像主那种爱的话，你就是没有办法应付这些状况。
That's why Jesus said, "Feed my sheep."
这也是为什么耶稣说你要喂养我的羊。
And the fifth one is suffering from persecution.
第五个就是所谓的逼迫之苦。
The first suffering is from inside, and the second one is because you want to face the world, you don't feel comfortable.
我们刚刚讲的前面几样，第一个是这个所谓的从里面的苦，第二个是所谓这个世界外面的苦。
But this fifth one is persecution. That means the outside world take the first initiate step.To persecute you, to pushing you.
这个逼迫之苦就是外面的世界，他们就采取主动来逼迫你。
Jesus knew this going to happen. That's why Jesus tried to let the disciple understand the whole picture.
所以耶稣知道这事情是一定会发生的，所以他在事先就先把这个真相告诉的门徒。
This is going to happen. You need to remember what I have already told you before.
因为他说这个事情是必要发生的，所以当发生的时候，你就想起了我对你们讲的话。
Remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also.
你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话。仆人不能大于主人，他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。
Persecution means it's a well-planned scheme, so get you step by step according to their pace. So you will get stuck and you find no way out. That's called persecution.
什么叫做逼迫呢？逼迫就是一个筹划了非常精密的一个计划，一步一步都计划到位了，然后一步一步的把你引入那个里面去，就叫做逼迫。
We may have seen the persecution in apostle time.
我们即使在这个门徒呢，他们那个年代的时候，我们看过所谓的逼迫。
They became martyr. They were killed.
所以他们就是为义而丧命。
Maybe that is too far away for us here in this country.
在我们现在，我们就觉得这是很遥远的事情。
But according to the real update statistic, every day there are 3,000 Christians being slaughtered.3,000 a day.
但是根据我们最新的记录，这个统计就是说，每一天有3000个基督徒是因为受逼迫而死的。
Like Nigeria, Sudan.
像奈及利亚、苏丹这些国家。
Or those Muslim country.
或者那些回教的国家。
They die, but newspaper never show Christian martyr, but they say political unease. That's a reason, but it's not. It's because of the faith.
当这些基督徒因为受逼迫而死的时候，我们报纸从来媒体不会看到他们说是为信仰而死。他们所标示的是他们是为政治的因素或是政治的暴乱而死。
But let's focus our area. It's called modern persecution.
但我们就看一下我们这身边的事情好了。那个奈及利亚那太遥远了。我们就是所谓的这个现代的一些逼迫。
The world really take the pride for like self-satisfactory.
我们知道这个世界我们所标示的所遵从的就是一些自我的一些自我的满足。
They live up they themselves.
我们把自己把自我抬得高高的。
And power is the truth.
然后权力就是真理。
And the world tries to rational almost every sin that Bible has already said. 合理化，把罪恶合理化。
这个我们这个世界就把这个圣经所提到一切罪恶都能够就是合理化。
So this country they reject public prayer from the school.
所以我们知道，在这个一九六二年的时候，他们就在公共场所不准祷告。这个国家通过这个法令。
And nowadays homosexual will become norm in this country.
然后最近也大家也知道，同性恋就变成一个完全合理化、正常化。
They use mighty power to criticize Christian.
他们用了很大的权势来批评基督徒。
They put tag on Christian.
然后给你贴上标签。
Because they say we are bullying.Those people.
他们说我们基督徒就是一种凌霸的行为，当我们批评那些人，我们就是一种凌霸的行为。
And once we try to bring this up, they say, oh, religion and politics should be separate. You should not touch politics.
当我们要提的时候，他们就说，哦，政教分离，你们不可以把这个政治跟宗教混在一起谈。
And in the school board, billboard, they can put.Buddha said so and so, or even Muhammad said so and so, but never put Jesus said so and so, or Bible said so and so.
在这个学校的这个布告栏里面，他们可以这个说，这个什么，佛祖怎么怎么说，然后甚至说穆罕默德怎么怎么说，但是从来就不能说耶稣是怎么说。
Because Buddha said that is philosophy.
Yeah, 因为当这个菩萨或者佛祖怎么说，这是一个哲学。
But when Jesus said that is religion,
当耶稣说的话，哦，你这就是宗教。
Whatever Jesus said, there's no philosophy.
耶稣说的一切都是宗教，从来没有说讲过一些哲理的方面的。
Actually, Christian nowadays over here, we already put into a we call slow cooker for the frog.
其实我们今天的基督徒已经被放在一个闷烧锅里面，慢慢的烧锅里面，我们都还不知道。
Because the temperature go up slowly, so we don't sense the urgent.
所以当你被放到一个慢烧锅里面的话，它的火的温度是慢慢增加的，所以你不觉得它的那个外面的这个热度。
And Christianity actually through the politic scheme.We were pushed to the corner.
所经由一些政治的手段，我们所谓的我们的基督教就已经被逼迫到一个角落了。
And if you see this picture, you truly feel you are weary and burdened.
当你看到这样的一个画面图像的话，你是真的是觉得你是非常的辛苦啊。
Especially sadness.
I'm sorry.
哦，
特别是你觉得非常的伤悲。
To live in this world, you thought this world founding father is based on the Bible, start with, but now we end up like this.
所以我们看美国，他们开国是以基督为主来开国立国的，现在是这样一个情况。
For the young people, I would like to prophesy for you.
对我们年轻人的话，我现在有一些预言要告诉你们。
You will be persecuted because you are a Christian.
你们会因为你们是基督徒而受到逼迫的。
Time will come.
这个时候不久了就会来到了。
Okay, the last one, if not limited to my observation, the last one is suffering from waiting for.Jesus second coming.
最后一个就是等候之苦，等候耶稣再来的之苦。
Everybody know waiting and waiting too long, it's a suffering.
大家都知道，当你等等等，好像没底的在那边等的话，这也是蛮难受的一件事。
Remember those dates? The boys waiting for his girl to come and never showed up. Is that suffering?
都还记不记得你当初在这个约会的时候啊？你这边等等等等了半天，你的那个对象还是不来。
But for us, for Christian, we are waiting. The bride is waiting for the bridegroom to come. Jesus has promised us he will come to us the second time.
我们基督徒就好像是新娘在等候新郎要来一样。
And this is going to suffer.
这也是蛮苦的。
Paul mentioned, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
保罗说在罗马书第八章就讲说，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
So Paul mentioned that the present suffering, that's those six items that I have mentioned, all these sufferings, but if we compare this to the future, the glory is coming to us, if you compare these two, the suffering is almost nothing.
保罗就说，当对我们将来要显于我们的荣耀，我们刚提到这些苦就不足为提了。
The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed.
受造之物切望等候神的种子显出来。
So the whole universe is waiting for one thing, not just only human, but all creatures waiting for one thing to happen.
因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是因那叫他如此的。
Because there will be an end time.
因为我们到最后会有一个这个结果的。最后的结果。
And over here mentioned about the sons of God, that means those overcomers, Christians.
这里讲的神的众子是讲的 overcomers?
得胜者。
Overcomer, okay, 得胜的基督徒。
That means when Jesus came, the final judgment will reveal who is the overcomers.
因为当耶稣再来的时候，这些谁是真正的得胜的基督徒就会很明白的显露出来。
So when the overcomer reveal, that means the end time has already arrived.
所以当这个谁是得胜的基督徒被显露出来，就表示这已经是世界末日的时候。
So before that happened, during that period, this is the waiting for his second coming, and we're going to suffer.
所以在末日之前我们就会有些受苦的事情。
So Paul mentioned, for the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it.
所以因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意的，是因那叫他如此的。
Nowadays we study the cosmos. We knew now even the planet, they die too.
所以我们现在对于这个宇宙知道很多了，我们知道有些星球，有些星球也会死的。
If the time continue, the sun will die too.
如果我们一直延续下去的话，连这个太阳都会死的。
So end time for all the creation in the universe, every individual know the end time will come.
所以以此延伸的话，我们就知道，当这个整个宇宙都会有一个终点的。
And this is not by their own choice, because it's by the Creator.
那这个不是他自己愿意的，而是这个创物主是叫他如此的。
So you know what? The whole cosmos is waiting for their end time. When he get here, and they got frustration.
所以我们知道整个的宇宙受造的物、星球等等，都在等这个最后的终日。然后 等到一个程度都觉得非常的不安，非常的困难。
In hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God.
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pain of childbirth right up to the present time.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
So actually, the whole cosmos waiting in suffering. We too.
所以整个宇宙都在那边受苦，我们也在其中，也是受苦。
Bear with me; it's going to get there. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, grown inwardly, as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
A Christian being saved, when the Jesus' second coming, we will be raptured to the cloud. And during the rapture, our body, our physical body will start to change.
所以当耶稣再来的时候，我们得胜的基督徒就会被提升。然后当我们在提升的时候，我们整个身体就会经过一种变化。
That body, it will be a glorious body.
这是一个荣耀的身体。
It's immortal.
这是一个不朽的身体。
And that is actually you and I hope for.
这就是我们的盼望。
Because everybody, you got a hope that hopefully I never die. I have eternal life.
因为我们都希望我们能够永生，能够不朽。
And this is actually our hope. We wait and wait. Hopefully that day will come. That our body will change.And this new body never gets sick, never get worried, never get tired.
这就是我们的中心所希望的，就是有一个身体是一个不朽的，是不会生病的，不会老，不会觉得累的，就不会受到这些物质的一些拘束的一个身体。
For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is not hope at all. Who hope for what he already has?
我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的盼望，不是盼望谁还盼望他所见的、看的呢
？Okay, that means right after his second coming, everything will change to a new. That new that you never ever discover in the world that you are familiar with.
所以，当耶稣再来的时候，我们所有的就是新的身体，而且这个新的身体是你从来没有干过的。
But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently.
然后，但我们若盼望那所不见的，就能够必忍耐等候。
I believe some Christian that you may have that groaning because suffering.Because Jesus hasn't come.
我想这位各位有些基督徒很可能你在心里是在那边呻吟着，是因为说主怎么还不来呀？
From time to time, I did say, Lord, why not come now?
因为我自己本身就有时候我就会有这样的呻吟，说主啊，你怎么还不来呢？
Everything will be new.
当你来的时候，一切都是新的耶。
And that is exactly my desire.
这就是我心所想望的。
See, if he created this world so beautifully, then he said, I'm going to promise you a new heaven and new earth, new Jerusalem. That is the perfect, even better than the Eden Garden.
如果你们认为现今这个世界已经是很美好的一个世界，你们可以想象，当耶稣所应许的那个另外一个世界，那个要比这个伊甸园更要美好的那个世界是一个什么样的样子
？So we wait for that.
这就是我们衷心等待的。
But waiting is causing suffering.
等是一个蛮难的一件事情。
So we got six sufferings for a normal Christian.
所以我们这里对一个正常的基督徒，我们是应该有这样六种的苦。
So if you run into these situation, don't get confused.
所以如果你们有这样的经验的话，就不要觉得很惶恐。
It's normal.
正常。
But we got the promise, come to Jesus, He will give us rest.
然后耶稣也应许我们说，我们可以到他那里去，他会让我们得享安息。
Suffering from spiritual growth.
属灵生命的成长之苦
，suffering from this world，
世界对你的压迫的生活之苦
，suffering from evangelical birth，
要传福音的生产之苦
，and also suffering from ministry，
教会侍奉之苦
，and also suffering from persecution，
外界对你的逼迫之苦
，and lastly suffering from waiting for his second coming，
等待耶稣再来的等待之苦
，don't get discouraged。
哦，不要觉得很灰心哦。
If you did experience these, you know you are on the right track.
如果你经历到这些事情的话，你就知道你是走在对的路上。
But I need to tell you, if you never experience any one of these, you may go astray.
但是我同样也要提醒警告各位，如果你没有经过这六种里面任何一种，有可能您是走在这个不是正的道路上面。
Let us pray.